Welcome back to Boston Public Radio. Jim Browdy and Marjorie. And last year when Gloria Steinem turned 80, she said a big perk was not being sex obsessed anymore. Here's a quote. The brain cells that used to be obsessed are now free for all kinds of great things. I try to tell younger women that, but they don't believe me. When I was young, I wouldn't have believed it either. So is Gloria Steinem, both her younger self and older self, the exception or the rule? Here with us in Studio 3 is someone who would know, writer Iris Krasnow. Her new book is entitled Sex After: Women Share How Intimacy Changes as Life Changes. And I should say, even though it's not in the script, she just happens to be a lifelong, well, not lifelong, a college since former roommate and best friend of Marjorie Egan. Iris, it is great to see you.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad I could heat up the weather for you with my
That's right. That's right. Yes. That's right. Well, first of all, before we get to, the hookup culture and the Gloria Steinem 80-somethings, I mean, and everybody in between, the book is Sex After. Sex After what?
Sex after lunch? No. Okay. So I'm a journalist and not a psychologist, although I often feel like a psycho journalist because of, you know, the hundreds of women who dump into my tape recorder for every book. For this book, I interviewed 150 women ages 20 to 94.
Oh, my God.
And really, it's about, you know, the life cycle of a woman, although I do have some great men in this book, and how sex changes as life changes, from the hookup culture to sex after pregnancy, the midlife malaise, sex after divorce, sex after breast cancer, sex after you're a widow. And I know that you didn't want to get there yet, but it's really after every stage of your life. Now, I have four boys in their early 20s, and they thought I should call this book Sex Before.
that's pretty good.
But
so what about these ideas we have? I mean, I find this whole hookup culture thing of young people very, very upsetting, particularly for girls.
Why would that be, Marjorie?
Because I have two daughters.
So and
I don't
okay, so I'm going to smash and debunk a myth. And,
okay.
And I loved this part. Not only am I a college professor, and I have young men and women, but I'm the mother of four sons, single in their 20s. So although I don't do longitudinal studies and interview thousands of people, I did a very intensive interviews with the people at the Kinsey Sex Institute in Indiana. And they did poll thousands and thousands of what they call emerging adults, kids in their 18 through 30s. And here's three things to take away for all your mother, for all the mothers and fathers and grandparents out there who are worried that their kids are having random, wanton, unbelievable sex constantly without emotional attachment. So these kids, thousands of them in a longitudinal study, three things. Number one, the overwhelming majority of kids in the hookup culture feel really healthy about their sex lives, and they're overwhelmingly using safe sex, so protecting themselves. So if you haven't invested in Trojans yet, you ought to. Number two, men and women in this young generation, the college and post-college kids, hope that a successful sexual relationship that includes good communication will turn into an emotional relationship. So
their majority do?
Majority of men and women who hook up successfully have a good sexual experience with communication and humor and all that stuff that all of us want. Expect emotional commitment or do want it. And number three, this won't surprise you, that in the hookup culture, the girls get hurt more than the men.
Exactly, which is why it drives me so crazy. The girls do get hurt a lot more than the men. And I just see it.
Well, there's nothing. It's a biological fact that there's just an extra. As one of the women I interviewed said, you know, and she was from Texas and she had only interviewed, slept with one person in her whole life and married him. And it was really crazy for her because, you know, she had never even kissed him, born against. She said, you know, all these people who are having all that sex in my generation, it's like tearing off a little piece of your heart every time you screw someone. And, you know, it was interesting because if you think about it, sex however you cut it, in sexuality, it's the most intimate thing you can do with another person. And whether you think it's, you know, oh, I'm just having a hookup, it's still a deeply emotional and intimate experience.
That's the voice of Iris Krasnow. Her new book is called Sex After. She is joining me and her wild college roommate.
That's
that
right.
would be Marjorie.
She was not wild.
We were not doing any hooking up when I was in college. We were behaving ourselves going to class.
We were thinking of becoming nuns.
That's right. That's right.
And I'm Jewish.
So the
That's
other thing,
really something.
You know, you have a lot of these great stories in your book. And as somebody that reads the New York Times sports pages every Sunday, of course, I mean the wedding pages with all these great stories about people's weddings. They do these long. If you haven't done it, most everybody listening to me probably has. But if you haven't done it, it's really fun.
Love it.
It's a real treat. You can't do it online. You have to get the actual paper. But there are always these great stories about, you know, the 80-somethings that met at playing miniature golf or playing bingo or something, and talk about how they're in love like they were teenagers. But and so you write about think, well, what kind of sex are you really having in your 80s? But you talk about it, despite what Gloria Steinem said, having no interest, that a lot of it is having to do with the partner.
Well, I love Jim's quote from Gloria Steinem, but the truth is there's 23-year-olds who don't want to have sex and 36-year-olds who don't want to have sex and 43. I think, you know, it's got to be a mental connection. And, you know, I'm a hopeful person and I interview people. I want people to be inspired when they read my books. And if they're a widow or if they're divorced or if they've faced cancer or if they're in postpartum depression, you know, I want them to know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. So my favorite chapter, and that's why I'm so happy that you used this Gloria Steinem quote, is the last chapter, and it's called The Giddy Golden Girls. Now, unfortunately, men do not live as long as women most of the time. And the new demographic is the fastest growing segment of the aging population are women in their early 90s. So I found some great, feisty, mostly living in Palm Springs and Palm Beach widows who had only slept with one person their whole life. And then they lose their dear departed husband after like 55 years of marriage, and they're dating again for the first time. They're dating and they feel like teenagers. I interviewed this woman who is connected with a widower. She's 83, he's 85. And she talked to me. She said, honey, it's like I'm a teenager. Now, listen, it's not 50 Shades of Grey sex, but it's very interesting. And it's like I've never had it before.
Don't you use the term outer core? Is it
outer course,
which I've never heard before?
Yeah, that's
is
great.
First of all, what is it? Is that primarily a function of older types? Yes.
So I didn't know that term either.
So what is it?
Well, sex therapists, and I interviewed a lot of sex therapists, including Dr. Ruth.
How old is Dr. Ruth?
I'm going to tell you in a minute. Don't forget, but don't forget that
okay,
thought.
Okay, I won't forget.
So there is this Adventures in Outer Course is one of my subheads, so to speak. Sorry for the...
That's fine.
Yeah, and it's one of my subheads in the book. And what it is that everything but. So let's say Viagra's not possible, and let's say there's no interest. You know, I interviewed a couple where this woman had gone through menopause and definitely didn't want to have sex anymore and didn't want to use any of the high-tech treatments, no hormones. And the man was like, no Viagra for me. I have low T, low testosterone. And so they don't have sex, you know, like slam bam sex, but they're doing everything else. And that's called outer course. And a lot of the elderly have never experienced that kind of outer course. And, you know, people weren't as we're living right now in the real sexual revolution. When our kids, my kids, you know, there's boobs, there's butts, there's bonking on television everywhere. When we were growing up, the sexiest show on television was Love American Style. And the sexiest scene was Ozzie Harriet in a hot tub at a nudist colony, and all you saw were his shoulders.
I'll never forget that scene.
You know, I loved it.
Was so
I didn't
hot.
Know Ozzie
hey,
went to a nudist colony.
So you were finishing a thought or you're not?
Well, what was my thought?
I don't know what it was. But before we get to Dr. Ruth for a second, you mentioned Viagra.
How old she is?
Yeah, okay, I told
can we
that
get thought. Hold it one more second. You mentioned Viagra. Marjorie has said about 10,000 times through the years we've been on the radio, she is convinced. Remember those commercials, Viagra commercials with Bob Dole? To his credit, Bob
90s.
Dole did the commercials. She is convinced that it works so well that that's why Liddy Dole ran for president, to get out of
get
the house.
Get away from Bob.
How much is Viagra a part of the sex lives, outer course, or whatever you want want to call it, of older Americans. What's the deal?
Well, the truth is, and I have a whole section on Viagra, the truth is a lot of 40-year-olds, you know, with all the stress and trying to make money and, you know, two career couples trying to balance work and family, a lot of younger men are getting prescriptions for Viagra, too. Viagra is a, quote, wonder drug for men. It's not always the wonder drug for women. There is a Viagra, quote, drug being pioneered for women right now, which probably in a couple months will be available on the market. And, you know, if you have a heart condition and, you know, you take nitroglycerin, Viagra can kill you. So, you know, I have a lot to say about Viagra, but the myth is it's only the 92-year-old taking it. The truth is there's young men, even just post-college, having a lot of anxiety about a lot of things in their life and feeling and not being able to perform sexually. You know, we're in a very stressful environment, and the truth about sexuality and intimacy and feeling connected to another person has to be the ability to feel comfortable and to relax. And that's the drumbeat of every age and every stage. And I want to go back to the Gloria Steinem quote. I talk to 83-year-old women that are sexually obsessed.
Really?
And obsessed in a way that the postpartum women, you know, that postpartum women who have a baby and they're breastfeeding and they're in a new marriage with new in-laws and they want to kill everybody are not feeling. So the different stages and phases of life. I'm 60. Margie's much younger.
Of course.
You know, I feel as if with an empty nest, there is an emancipation if you're in a good, solid marriage. And, you know, that it is freeing. It could be freeing. You're not worried about somebody coming in your room, you know, and you're not worried about taking care of children. So it can be emancipating if you're in the right relationship.
So ask your Dr. Ruth question before we run out of time.
Dr. Ruth? So Dr. Ruth is 85 or 86, and she has a YouTube channel during which she speaks about all sorts of sex, including adventures and outer course. The biggest population that writes her and calls her are women in their 70s and 80s.
Wow.
And so, you know, it ain't over till
it's over. She must be really little because she was little beforehand. I wonder if she's shrinking. Well, she's down like 4'2".
All I
tiny.
Know is that I think she's on her third marriage. So it ain't good over till it's over.
Okay, Dr. Ruth, Iris Krasno, you're
great late. To see you, Iris.
First
Thank
of all, give
you.
Everybody the website because you've written a lot of books.
Yeah, this is my
and
sixth
book. You sold a lot of them last night at Wellesley College where
I
you
know,
gave a fantastic
that was so
talk.
Much fun.
It was fun. It was great talk. What's the name of your book? I mean, not the book. What's the name of the website?
It's just iriskrasno.com.
KRASNOW.com. iriskrasno.com. And the book, and she's written many of them, but this book is Sex After Women Share How Intimacy Changes as Life Changes. Iris and I'm going to go out for lunch after the show. It's going to
yeah,
be really
we are.
Fun.
And
we're
we can talk about everything we didn't talk about on the show.
That's right. Exactly. I'm going to get a lot
Iris,
of inside
you.
Information. Coming up, Referee Madness. Writer Bob Katz joins us to talk about his new book, which looks at the high stakes world of college basketball. He is next on 89.7 WGBH, Boston Public Radio.